from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Who's the number one player?
On the what? I'm not saying him. I give credit when it's due, but I'm not saying his name.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying his name, brother. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that guy's name. He's good. He's amazing. He's good. Not gonna lie. I'm salty, though. I'm a little salty. 2 years in a row. But I'm putting Burrow first.
Ja'Marr Chase will not say Patrick Mahomes' name. What's 2 years in a row? Oh, 2 years in a row he's going to say Burrow's the best? That's Ja'Marr Chase's vote.
Is he even saying he's not the best there? He's just saying he won't say the guy's name.
Yeah, he won't say Mahomes' name.
Yeah.
You know, say what you will. The Bengals, if I may, can I go with this? The Bengals definitely have the attitude of a team that's won a lot more than they have.
I mean, they have...
They went to a Super Bowl.
They've beaten the Chiefs. Haven't they beaten the Chiefs like every time they played them?
Okay.
Except that one time.
But in terms of really winning, they went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
But I would understand, though, from Ja'Marr Chase's perspective, even though I know there's the rings, there's the hardware, so I guess I don't fully understand it, I only a little understand it, is that guy has played against that quarterback four times,
and they've beaten him
three times.
That's right.
And he probably feels like we're better than they are because we beat them. And even the one time we didn't beat them, it was super close, and we lost because our linebacker decided he had to hit a guy 5 yards out of bounds. So
I forgot about that one.
I guess I kind of get it from Ja'Marr Chase. Like, they do beat the Chiefs. But he's got three rings, you have none. You can't go all the way with declaring Joe Burrow better. Also, Joe Burrow's not better, so.
Right. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher. If you want to give us a call, we can take calls. You know, you can.
Whatever. Who are fans most interested in? Who,
Keon Coleman. We got to get our viral.
Who did the best yesterday?
Our viral camp catch counter.
Yes.
Listen, Coleman had a nice catch. It didn't go nearly as viral as the Xavier Worthy bomb.
No.
And outside of that, have you seen any other viral camp catches?
No, I mean, the Ravens have been in camp for 5 days. Have you seen
Nothing.
A single highlight from Ravens camp?
Nothing.
I haven't even seen, hey, this is what Derrick Henry looks like in a Ravens uniform.
This is it's part social media team, it's part football team who's doing the job.
You know why I haven't seen a viral catch? It's because I don't think I follow Nav Kleiman anymore, and that the aggregators aren't on my feed.
Okay.
Anymore. So I might have missed if there were some other viral catches that we haven't seen. There was a Vikings one from Justin Jefferson. There you go.
All right.
Viral Jefferson catch yesterday.
Very good. Sitting down with us right now, Evan Washburn, CBS Sports. Good morning.
Good morning. Wow, hopping right into it.
Why not? Yeah, right? Why not? You're here. We have more time to chat if we could.
No, that sounds great. Welcome good to be with you guys.
Welcome to St. John Fisher. It's chilly in the breeze.
Woo!
Yeah, I have a vest in the car. I might have to go back for it. I'm just coming from Houston. I think you guys were just talking about them. And it was steamy. So yeah. This is a nice change of pace.
Houston, a team that the Bills will be linked to all year. They play
all
this
year.
But, you know, Bills fans, of course, I don't know about paying attention to Diggs there, but, yeah, at the same time, it's there.
No doubt. No, it was fun seeing we – were there on their first day in pads, which, as you guys know, is kind of more of a clear indicator of what we're looking at. And, man, first red zone period, sorry, Bills fans, two touchdowns for Stephon Diggs. So that Stroud-Diggs connection, I think, is not going to be what it was here because he doesn't need to be that there, but I think he's going to be a nice security blanket for Stroud in year two.
Yeah, I heard someone suggesting that, you know, Nico Collins still the number one, but Diggs in the second phase of his career adopts a bit of a different role. For the Bills here, you know, we're looking at this receiver group like it's going to be committee, and we're waiting to see if anybody else can, if anybody in the group can really take a step, whether that's Curtis Samuel getting to a spot that many thought he could get to, or Keon Coleman kind of jumping on early and being a big deal.
I think, too, as I thought about coming here and whether it's having conversations with you or doing stuff on the air, the idea of having a one, yes, each team in theory has a one, but there's not 32 number ones. And I think it's not necessarily to the level of quarterback where I think there's really a small group of difference makers at that position, whether you want to term it elite. I think that number is larger for wide receivers, but I would say it's less than half the league have a true number one wide receiver. So to use Houston as an example, okay, you want to call Nico a one? I don't view him as a one right now across the league. He could be the one for Houston in week 1 through 4, and then in week 7 it could be Diggs, and week 6 it could be Tank Dell. So I think if you have that mentality going into a season as a fan or somebody covering a team, it might be a healthier approach, and I think that speaks to what the Bills are dealing with right now.
Can a one be a tight end?
No doubt. I call tight ends – I put tight ends in the group of do you catch passes? You're a pass catcher. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's been described as a comp for Buffalo, where if Kincaid is Kelsey-like, then he becomes the one for the Bills, much like Travis has been the one for the Chiefs at times.
Yeah, that's – his name – almost unfairly to Kincaid, gets mentioned in conversations about him so often because, like, of what you just said, like, there are tight ends around the league that can be a number one. There aren't many, though, which is why the bar for Kincaid, like, I'm very hopeful that he can clear it, and I'm not closed to that at all, but to be, like, a number one option on a team, you probably got to be one of the best tight ends in football.
I think that's fair. I'm also I could be speaking, and maybe we all are, a little out of our depth, where if you're one, and I think about this with Baltimore, where they had Mark Andrews, and he was their one for a while. And I think Zay Flowers coming in changed that a bit. I think there's things schematically you might be limited to if your one is your inline tight end. So I think that could be a concern. But I view it more as who's the guy that's going to make the play when we need him to make a play? Who has that trust with the quarterback? And that's where I think the comp for Kincaid to Kelsey with Josh and Mahomes, where in the got-to-have-it situations, that's where it's like, who's a one? That's to me more of an indicator as opposed to who gets the most targets or who has the most receptions. Like, who's your got-to-have-it guy?
Jeremy White, Jody Biasi, sitting down with Evan Washburn here at Bills camp. I saw the game assignments. Your first game, you're going to be on Patriots-Bengals.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually interesting. I might be – I don't know if I'm high on the Patriots, but I'm high on Drake May. And for them to have gotten Drake May, I think there's a lot of potential there. The Bengals are going to be interesting. Like, if Burrow can stay healthy, I feel like the Bengals and the Bills are – related here, where as long as that guy's playing, people are going to think you have a chance, no matter what. Burrow, Allen, and New England, of course, is hoping to find a guy like that. So for an opener for New England and Cincinnati, I think it's a pretty interesting one.
I'm excited about it, more so because on our side of things, I like to to think about the lead up to a game, the storylines, the excitement, what's going to draw viewers and fans into it outside of the fan bases for both teams. And it's a historic day. It's the first game for the Patriots post Bill Belichick. To be a part of that game, to be a part of that broadcast. Now, that goes away the second the ball kicks off, but it adds.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a layer to it, and then you, on the flip side, have Joe Burrow coming back off the elbow, and the Bengals, as you pointed out, similar to the Bills, chasing Kansas City, kind of all lumped into this group with Baltimore that you think, is this the year where they push through? So it's funny, I think our crew has had Cincinnati in week one of the last three seasons because they've been in this similar spot, and the New England layer to it. I don't know if I'm necessarily there with you, high on them at this point, but I'm excited to see what Gerard Mayo does and how he puts his imprint on this team, and I think we'll know pretty quick.
They certainly have a tough road considering the division. Like, this might be the best division in football, the AFC East, with the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins. Where are you on the Jets and the Dolphins right now? Are you a buyer of Rodgers? If he's healthy, they can be competitive. They can be a division contender, a Super Bowl contender. And Miami, of course, has a lot to prove.
I'm very careful this time of year. I think we probably have this conversation each season where I've made this stop and had a chance to talk to you guys. The draft is the true sort of 3 days of hope. I mean, you are selling hope at the draft because all it is adding potential to your team. Training camp season has a version of that as well. As long as there's not an impactful injury that happens at a practice, everybody's optimistic right now. So for me to sit here and tell you, oh, no, I'm down on the Jets, I'm down on the Dolphins, or vice versa, I'm super high on them, would just be sort of lip service at this point. Of the two, I would say I lean more towards Miami because you saw flashes of it last year. They ran out of gas down the stretch, had a front row seat working the Baltimore game, and that was ugly when they got blown out by the Ravens, and that kind of was the wake-up to everybody, like, I guess maybe they're not there yet. But sometimes, as you guys know, scars can offer some not just fuel, but some important experience heading into the following year. I don't necessarily think the Jets have that because they lost Rodgers, whatever it was, a couple plays into week one.
We got the quote from Jordan Poyer this week saying about the Dolphins, he used to look at that team as a team that would fold. And now he's on that team trying to be one of the players that helps them stop doing that.
The Dolphin thing right now, if we live in the moment, that's in the Tua sort of what are you doing there, I think you got to figure that out because especially with, similar in Green Bay with Jordan Love, it's one thing if Brandon Ayuk's going to sit out until he gets a deal. Right. But if you're franchise quarterback or your alpha leader, the guy. I mean, if he's missing and he's only doing certain drills like that, that to me becomes an issue. That isn't just a distraction, to use that buzzword. I think it truly impacts chemistry and the production and performance on the field. So I think in both those cases, but since we're talking about Miami, they got to work that thing out. If he's his, I think the term was fluid, was his situation is fluid in terms of his participation in practice.
Yeah. But relating all of that to the Bills, like the division, I mean, if Rodgers stays healthy, this division should be more of a fight than not to say it hasn't been. Like, the Dolphins pushed the Bills to the last game of the season last year, but the Bills have won it 4 years in a row. And I don't know, like, every year that we've showed up here for the last 5 years, Evan, it's been, okay, division is, like, the minimum, like, the baseline. Like, we're thinking about Kansas City and the Super 2 years ago, especially, it was best roster in football to go win the Super Bowl. And right now, like, how different does this camp feel compared to past camps for the Bills where there's more questions, there's more curiosity because of the changeover, and like you just kind of went through, like, the division looks like it could be more competitive.
The word that I've been thinking about in lead up to coming here is mystery. There wasn't as much mystery in previous years based off of obvious roster continuity and all the pillars being here, and now that's changed. But that mystery can be exciting, it can be scary. I think it's all of those things. And I think the reality is we won't know, and you guys won't. I mean, you're here daily. You won't know until maybe week, I would say. I mean, week one will be
sure
a true indicator, but probably can't have a true judgment on it till week four. I was struck by, and I thought it was maybe a point that was undersold yesterday in terms of what Sean McDermott said about how each year, and this truly, at first when I was doing this job, I thought, man, this is just another one of those cliches where it's like, oh, we got to go back down to the studs, the foundation, whatever metaphor you want to use. But it's true. It's real. But the fact that he made the point, which is true, that if you have a roster that has a number of established vets that have been through the process within an organization year in and year out, it becomes harder to do that, to start from scratch. That's not a problem with this group. So that's sort of a glass half full look at it. Like, if you truly each year have to build it back up from the studs, it'll be easier for them to build it back up from the studs because they truly have to, because nobody of note outside of a few have been a part of this thing.
Yeah, a lot of people around here talking about this year as like a transition year. It's kind of like a teardown rebuild, but with the coaching quarterback in place. You know, like, it's not one of the ones that goes to the bottom and comes back up like you're going
to
miss the playoffs.
Transition to me seems like a more appropriate term than rebuild. I think the Patriots are in, to go back rebuild. To, they're in a rebuild. I mean, that is a new staff, new quarter, like the whole thing is new. Here, it's in, when you think about the good teams, this is the other thing I was thinking about with Buffalo. Kansas City's the version of it. They've transitioned a number of times, and it's lost in their success, and it's a credit to their success. They've transitioned a number of times over the last, I would say, 3 to 4 years. And the team that did it the best in my era, or however you want to describe it, of whether it's really following the league or now working in the league, is New England. Because you had the pillars of Brady and Belichick and a few other pieces. But, man, that roster transitioned a number of times over 19 years. And I have more focus because when I think of commonalities of how those transitions were successful, it wasn't so much that the quarterback was a really good player, that's important, or the head coach was what it was. Offensively, it was who was running that offense. And so in Kansas City, the consistency has been the head coach, but he calls the offense and Andy Reid and the quarterback. In New England, for all those years, it was often Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady figuring it out. How do we bring in these new pieces, rebuild, however you want to put it? And here, that's the one thing. Joe Brady, to me, is the guy I'd be looking at to say, hey, are you capable of making this transition alongside Josh, alongside Sean and what he's doing?
Evan Washburn, CBS Sports, we'll let you go. Enjoy camp.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it. Good to be with you guys.
Pete Gwelly, Bills COO, joins us top of the hour as we continue here, day two from St. John Fisher. Jeremy and Joe, back in a moment here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.